Hello, and welcome to London's Imperial Landmarks, featuring Tower Tales, the podcast that guides you through the must-see sights and fascinating stories of one of the most iconic landmarks in British history, the Tower of London. I'm your host, Joanne, and today, we're taking you on a tour through this 1,000-year-old fortress, packed with royal intrigue, legendary prisoners, and dazzling treasures. Whether you're planning your first visit or just looking for a deeper appreciation of what you'll see, stick with me as we uncover the tower's secrets and give you a few tips to make the most of your time there. The tower's beginnings, a Norman fortress. Let's start with some history to set the scene. The Tower of London was founded by William the Conqueror in 1066, right after his victory at the Battle of Hastings. The White Tower, the central keep that you can't miss when you first approach the site, was completed in 1078 and was meant to impress and intimidate. This towering structure symbolized Norman power over London, and its walls were a symbol of authority, defense, and royal dominance. But as you'll see when you visit, the tower isn't just one building. Over the centuries, it's expanded into a sprawling complex of 22 towers, each with its own story. It has served as a royal palace, a prison, an armory, and even a zoo. What to expect on your visit? When you enter the Tower of London, you'll step back into history the moment you cross the drawbridge. There's so much to see, but let's break down the must-visit highlights. The White Tower. The White Tower is the oldest part of the complex, and it's where your journey through the tower should begin. It's one of the best-preserved Norman keeps in Europe and houses an incredible display of armor and weaponry in the Line of Kings exhibition. Here, you'll find suits of armor worn by kings, including the larger-than-life armor of Henry VIII. It's a striking reminder of the military power that's been associated with the monarchy over the centuries. Don't forget to look for the tiny Chapel of St. John inside the White Tower, a simple yet beautiful reminder of the tower's role as a royal residence and a place of worship. The Crown Jewels. No visit to the tower would be complete without seeing the Crown Jewels, one of the most dazzling collections of royal regalia in the world. They're housed in the Jewel House, and trust me, you won't want to miss this. You'll be able to see the crowns, scepters, and orbs used in coronation ceremonies, including the iconic St. Edward's crown. One of the highlights is the Sovereign's Scepter, which contains the 530-carat Cullinan 1 diamond, one of the largest cut diamonds in the world. Be prepared for a bit of a queue to see the crown jewels, especially during peak tourist times. But once you're inside, you'll be standing in front of centuries of royal history, glittering in gold, diamonds, and gemstones. You can even ride a moving walkway to get a closer look at the crowns. The Yeoman Warders, Beefeaters. As you wander the tower grounds, you'll encounter the Yeoman Warders, better known as the Beefeaters. These guardians have been looking after the tower for centuries, and today, they serve as both its protectors and tour guides. Make sure to join one of their free tours. They're not only full of great historical information, but also entertaining, filled with the dark humor that Beefeaters are famous for. The Beefeaters will regale you with tales of executions, ghost stories, and the mysteries of the tower's dungeons. One of the most famous legends is the story of the princes in the tower, two young princes who disappeared here in 1483 under mysterious circumstances. It's thought they were murdered by their uncle, Richard III, though their fate has never been conclusively proven. Traitor's Gate and the Bloody Tower. Next, head over to Traitor's Gate. This was the entrance through which many prisoners accused of treason were brought to the tower. Imagine the fear and uncertainty they must have felt as they passed through this infamous gate, knowing they might never leave. Anne Boleyn, the second wife of Henry VIII, entered the tower through this gate before her tragic execution in 1536. Close by is the Bloody Tower, where famous prisoners like Sir Walter Raleigh were kept. Raleigh was imprisoned for over a decade and even wrote some of his most famous works while locked away in the tower. The room is preserved, giving you a sense of the harsh conditions many prisoners faced. The Ravens, Guardians of the Tower. One of the tower's quirkiest and most famous traditions revolves around its resident ravens. Legend has it that if the ravens ever leave the tower, the kingdom will fall. Today, 7 ravens live at the tower to make sure that doesn't happen. 6 are required, and there's always an extra just in case. When you visit, you'll probably see them roaming around, watched over by the Raven Master, another role filled by one of the Yeoman Warders. Tower Green and the site of executions. On Tower Green, you'll find the spot where many famous executions took place. Perhaps the most well-known was that of Anne Boleyn, but others, including Lady Jane Grey and Catherine Howard, also met their fate here. It's a chilling reminder of the Tower's darker past as a place of death as well as royal power. Tips for your visit. Before we wrap up, here are a few quick tips to help you enjoy your time at the Tower of London. Arrive early, the tower can get crowded, especially during the summer months and school holidays. Arriving when it opens gives you a quieter experience, especially when visiting popular spots like the Crown Jewels. Plan for time, there's so much to see, so give yourself at least 2 to 3 hours to fully explore the tower. If you're really into history, you might want to stay longer. Photography, you can take photos throughout most of the tower, but photography is not allowed in the jewel house where the crown jewels are displayed. Explore the surroundings. Once you're done inside, take some time to walk around the tower's walls. You'll get some great views of the River Thames and Tower Bridge, plus a sense of the tower's strategic importance in defending the city. Final thoughts. The Tower of London is more than just a tourist attraction. It's a living piece of history, full of stories that have shaped the very fabric of Britain. From the majesty of the crown jewels to the shadows of the Bloody Tower, there's something for everyone to discover. So, whether you're a history buff, a lover of royal lore, or just curious about London's past, you're in for a treat. That wraps up today's episode of Tower Tales. I hope this guide helps you get the most out of your visit to the Tower of London. Enjoy your trip, and may your journey through this iconic fortress be as fascinating as the history it holds. And that's a wrap on our guide to the Tower of London. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe to London's Imperial Landmarks for more historical journeys. Have questions or thoughts about the Tower? Leave us a comment, and we'll be sure to get back to you. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time, I'm your host Joanne signing off. Safe travels.